Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Romans chapter 6, verses 1 through 11. The Reverend Benjamin Ball is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Romans chapter 6, verses 3 through 11. Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We know that our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. For one who has died has been set free from sin. Now if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You certainly have seen the reality of death in your own life. Someone you love has been cold and still, the life gone out of them, and just the grave to come. You've seen them in their caskets. And you've shed tears. On the day of the death of the Son of God, his mother, the women, the disciple he loved, Joseph of Arimathea, Nicodemus, they saw the reality of death to the full. Jesus was dead, brutally so. And then buried. The apostle speaks of what the death of the Son of God means, and how what it means is given to you. When you go to a funeral, a Christian funeral, you hear the word right at the beginning, the word that takes the death of Jesus and gives it right to you and to the person who's died. The word joined to the water in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. That word, that holy name, in and with the water and faith, which trusts the word of God in the water, well, St. Paul is teaching what's given through that. At a funeral, when the sting of death, when the pain is right in front for all to see, it needs to be heard. Jesus Christ promises unification with his death, his burial, and his resurrection. And in that, there is life. It needs to be heard every day. The promise of the newness of life. And so at a funeral, it's read in holy baptism. This one was clothed with the robe of Christ's righteousness that covered all their sin. Do you not know that all of us who've been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? You were baptized into Christ Jesus, into his death. And he gives you abundant promises for your life today. And he gives abundant promises when you also must face death. And you must. Your baptism is for you unification with the death of the Son of God. The death he died to sin once for all. Your baptism is your unification with the resurrection of the Son of God. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. You have been united with him in his death. You've been united with him in his resurrection. So though you must face the reality of death with the eye and see it and feel its sting, all who are in Christ have already gone through, and death has no power forever. It stings, but it has no power forever. Jesus Christ was in the tomb for 3 days. He was buried. His death was real. The death that you see in your loved ones and the death you'll experience is also real. It's the curse, the just consequence that must come upon sinners. But those who believe and are baptized shall be saved. Jesus said that. Those who go into their graves will be there just for a little while. Christ has been raised, and those who've been baptized into Him will be raised from their graves too, incorruptible, never to die again, just like Him. That's a promise given to you. It is a promise that is tied to your holy baptism, to the Word and the water that you received. What does such baptizing with water indicate then? It indicates that the old Adam in us should by daily contrition and repentance be drowned and die with all sins and evil desires, and that a new man should daily emerge and arise to live before God in righteousness and purity forever. That forever is also right now. We were buried with Him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead to the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. That is right now. The death and resurrection of the Son of God, the fullness of that future hope of resurrection and eternal life for you and for all who die in Him, well, that's all coming, but it's also now. The work of Christ is for you right now. Your baptism is for a life lived in this world, in this life, where God has put you. A life lived in contrition, that is sorrow over sin, recognition of the old Adam that is in you, and the evil desires and actions that spring forth. But your holy baptism into the death and resurrection of the Son of God washes that away. It drowns it out. Jesus Christ was raised again for your justification. A sign of that, of course, is the pall that gets placed on the casket. All of the righteousness of Jesus Christ overflowing in the holy water put on the bodies of His saints. It's real. He was raised from the dead to give life. The glory of the Father was revealed in His resurrection. You are not enslaved to sin. You've died to it. You live believing that you've died in Christ. You live in Christ in newness of life. Life without the fear of death, with all sins taken away, with the death and resurrection of the Son of God given to you in your holy baptism, there's no fear. There is joy and peace, knowing that Jesus Christ gives life today. He gives life forever. Do you not know that all of us who've been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into His death? You know. Believe it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. Today we pray for Chaplain Chad Shishke, who is deployed. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.